Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to today's edition of the ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest developments shaping clinical operations and drug development. First up, a new feature article on our website examines how robust relational governance between eCOA vendors and sponsor CRO teams is becoming essential for fast, high-quality study launches. Clear communication frameworks, empowered customer success teams, and continuous learning cycles are helping organizations reduce issues, improve data quality, and accelerate trial startup across entire portfolios. Up next, in a new video interview as part of our coverage from the 2025 Viva R&D and Quality Summit, AMR Clinical's Nancy Cleverly outlines the biggest opportunities to strengthen site operations across its 30-site network. She describes how sponsors and CROs can reduce burden, support better participant experiences, and enable easier data sharing and real-time collaboration as trial execution models continue to evolve. And finally, in clinical trial results news, new CARTITUDE 4 trial data shows that earlier use of J&J's CARVYKTI is producing durable, treatment-free remissions lasting well beyond 30 months for many relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma patients. The findings build on real-world evidence from more than 9,000 treated patients and signal a meaningful shift toward deploying CAR-T therapy sooner in the treatment pathway. That's all for today's edition of the ACT Brief. Join us tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. As always, thanks for listening.